Introduction. This version of FM3O establishes multi-domain operations as the Army's operational concept. Conceptually, multi-domain operations reflect an evolutionary inflection point, building on the incremental changes in doctrine as the operational environment has changed over the last 40 years. In practice, however, these conceptual changes will have revolutionary impacts on how the Army conducts operations in the coming decades. The 2017 version of FM3O introduced many multi-domain considerations and ideas. This version of FM3O codifies the multi-domain approach to operations in terms of the combined arms employment of capabilities from multiple domains. The multi-domain operations concept draws from previous Army operational concepts, including air-land battle, full-spectrum operations, and unified land operations. General Don A. Starry's description of the extended battlefield and the associated concept of air-land battle helped visualize the battlefield of the time, a battlefield now also extended into the maritime, space, and cyberspace domains. Air-land battle demanded the integration of air and ground capabilities to attack enemy second echelon forces at extended ranges. Today, multi-domain operations require integration of army and joint capabilities from all domains to defeat the enemy's integrated fires complexes and air defense systems so that maneuver forces can exploit the resulting freedom of action. The ability to maneuver to seize or retain key terrain and exert control over resources and people for as long as is necessary to achieve tactical, operational, and strategic objectives makes ground forces foundational to joint force success. During competition and crisis, forward-stationed Army forces holding key land areas provide stand-on capabilities that counter adversary standoff approaches, reduce risk to joint force projection, deter adversary aggression, and achieve national and joint objectives. During conflict, maneuvering ground forces with the right capabilities ultimately enable operations in the other domains. Full-spectrum operations accounted for the operations that Army forces conducted outside the bounds of armed conflict. This version of FM3O updates this material for the present by describing how Army forces operate during competition below armed conflict and during crisis. It goes a step further than full-spectrum operations by describing how these operations set conditions for success during armed conflict. Unified land operations emphasized the integration and synchronization of Army, Joint, and other unified action partners during operations. The 2017 version of FM3O updated unified land operations and shifted the Army's readiness focus from counterinsurgency to large-scale combat operations. It incorporated elements of the multi-domain operations concept, particularly the operational environment and its considerations. This version of FM3O retains the focus on large-scale combat operations. It also builds on the importance of integrating joint and multinational capabilities and expands the combined arms approach with a focus on creating complementary and reinforcing effects with capabilities from multiple domains. By deliberately looking beyond traditional methods of integration, generally focused on one or two domains, Army forces can expand opportunities for the joint force and create more dilemmas for the enemy. The nature of war remains unchanged. The model for understanding an operational environment, specifically the physical, information, and human dimensions, reinforces the Clausewitzian idea that war is an act of force to compel the enemy's will. In other words, physical action can influence human perceptions, behavior, and decision-making. Although there are new capabilities in space and cyberspace, Army forces use them just as they employ any other capability to accomplish missions on land. The logic chart for this manual is shown in the introductory figure in the print version of FM3O. The logic chart begins with identifying the methods used by peer threats to contest the joint force and how the joint force and Army forces counter those approaches through multi-domain operations. Multi-domain operations are the Army's contribution to unified action. conducted by Army echelons in an operational environment consisting of 5 domains and 3 dimensions, and the strategic contexts of competition, crisis, and armed conflict. It concludes with a description of multi-domain operations through guiding principles of war, tenets, and imperatives that enable Army forces to accomplish missions, defeat enemy forces, and meet objectives. FM30 contains 8 chapters and 3 appendixes. Chapter 1 describes the challenges faced by Army forces and how multi-domain operations help resolve them. It describes the Army's vision of war and warfare, the strategic contexts in which Army forces conduct operations, and the operational environment, including the domains and dimensions. Chapter 2 describes how the synchronization of warfighting functions generates combat power to apply against enemy forces. It then describes threats and their methods, and how Army forces counter these threat methods through unified action and joint capabilities. Chapter 3 explains multi-domain operations in detail, describing the tenets and imperatives of operations. It then highlights key elements of an operational approach and the operational framework. Chapter 4 describes how Army forces operate during competition to set conditions for armed conflict and counter adversary malign behavior. Chapter 5 describes how Army forces provide options during crisis to prevent armed conflict while continuing to fulfill political aims. Chapter 6 describes how Army forces operate during armed conflict, with a focus on how to enable the joint force and integrate capabilities from all domains in large-scale combat operations. Chapter 7 describes how Army forces operate in the unique conditions of maritime environments. Chapter 8 describes the role of commanders and leaders in the demanding conditions of large-scale combat operations. Appendix A provides an overview of the principles of war. Appendix B describes command and support relationships. Appendix C describes considerations for when enemy forces contest deployment.